This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The remains of a Chaffee County woman missing since Mother's Day 2020 have been found. Suzanne Morphew disappeared from a bike ride near her home in the Salida area. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says agents came across her remains during an unrelated search last week in Sawatch County. No arrests have been made and the investigation is ongoing. Criminal charges against Morphew's husband Barry were dropped last year. Today's testimony in the trial of the officers charged in Elijah McClain's death focused on the moments after he encountered Aurora police. At question, is a charge, is a change in the dispatch log from suspicious person to assault on a police officer? Former Aurora Captain Stephen Redfern made the change without investigating the incident, reviewing the body camera footage, or interviewing any of the officers on scene.
Before this call was closed out, based upon the information that was provided to me by the sergeants, it went from a suspicious person to an assault based on the information. And so I changed it so it would accurately reflect the information I'd been provided.
Redfern has been on the stand for over 4 hours today. Governor Jared Polis signed Colorado onto a multi-state agreement to install more than 20 million heat pumps by 2030. That would more than quadruple the number of heat pumps installed in homes. The devices are considered critical to fight climate change. They offer an efficient and electric alternative to fossil fuel heating. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6 after 5.